So hi, today we have Sara and Rishi from Solitude Farm, and welcome.
Hello.
So you are conducting a workshop on banana stem. So I'm just curious, why banana stem?
It grows really in abundance here. So it's free for us. It's really free, the banana stem. And why? I think because it's something which is not really used. We know the banana plant. Most people, they think, okay, we eat the bananas, but the banana plant is so amazing because you have the banana flower, which you can eat. Maybe there will be a workshop then on this. And then, of course, the leaves you can use for cooking things or to eat on them. Yeah. And then, of course, the banana stem, which is like a super thing because it's really full moisture. There's so much fiber in it that it's really, really healthy for your stomach, for digestion. It says in Ayurveda it's good for health loss because of all the fibers. It's super rich in potassium, like the banana fruit itself, the stem also. And I discovered that you can really make plenty of things with it. So that's why I wanted to show what every day a different dish with banana stem, because there are so many varieties to what you can do with a banana stem.
There's so many ways to explore.
So exactly. Yeah. So yesterday we made a banana stem juice, which is really nice, and I try to do it now every morning.
Okay.
If we have maybe some left over, if we have too much, we can also make a juice.
Okay.
Because this is something in summer, if you drink that every day, it's very, very healthy for your kidneys, for detoxification, and especially it has cooling properties, so it's like a super summer drink.
Okay, so how do you
drink
the juice again?
Every morning. The juice, you just chop it up, the banana stem. You peel basically the hard thing here. It's not really hard, but it's dry. So I can show you quickly. If you touch here, it's watery. So we cut really around the banana stem, the outer part we don't want to use. To make the juice, you just chop it up, you put it in a mixie with some water, and then you you just strain it to get the fibers out, and you will have like a juice. It looks similar like coconut water. It's a little bit like a milky water what you get. So it's really nice. But today now we are going to make a sabji. So that's like a fried vegetable dish with the banana stem.
Okay.
And basically it's not really a stem. It's the, how do you call it, from the flower of the banana. It's like if you have, you know, a flower, the stalk.
Okay.
So it's a flower stalk of the banana flower, basically. So it's full of water.
So it has a season? When it's, you know, found
actually,
in plenty.
There's no season. That's the great thing also.
Okay,
that's why I really want to do this on banana stem, because we have it all year round. So bananas here, there's always season for bananas. And as soon as you harvest the bananas, you have to cut the tree. So every time one tree is harvested, the bananas are harvested, you have the banana tree. And then you can use this banana tree to make beautiful dishes.
So other than banana stem juice and the sabji, are there anything else that you know?
Well, then I experimented with raw banana stem.
Okay.
Because I thought it's so tasty and juicy that we started to make banana stem salad.
Okay.
Which is raw and where you can add so many things to it. It's like a variety of... it's a beautiful salad. We will make it tomorrow, actually, in the workshop here. We'll make it like a mixed banana stem salad where you can really add everything what you like, basically, in salads to it. And it's very refreshing and a real summer dish. So, we will do this tomorrow, the banana stem.
So you have been doing workshops like these year-round, like on different vegetables?
Yes, I started with green papaya because also like the banana, green papaya is available all year.
Okay.
So it's also something to consider to use more here in Oroville because it's really a superfood and you can make so many things with it. So we started with the green papaya 2 weeks ago and now this is the banana stem, and each time we do a small workshop we will make a small recipe booklet which you can print out.
A booklet will be made for every recipe?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So one booklet for the banana stem, one booklet for the green papaya, and then next I'm not sure what will be next.
Yeah, so where can we find these booklets again?
You can find them on Solitude, Facebook page of Solitude Farm Cafe.
Okay.
There you can just print it out and or take a look at them.
Yes, that's a very cool thing to, you know, have recipes in hand.
Yes, exactly. So these are really small booklets which will show you a variety of dishes. So
the workshop is on for like one more day, tomorrow?
Tomorrow and after tomorrow there will be.
Okay, there are two more days?
Yes, exactly.
So okay. And all are welcome for the same?
All are welcome to come and join our kitchen here to have lunch with us.
Okay, okay, cool. And yeah, Rishi again, so you have been volunteering here at Solitude Farm.
Yeah.
For how long?
It's been 3 weeks now.
3 weeks, yeah. So what have you got to say about the place, you know, to future people who might want to come?
Well, first of all, it's great to be cooking food that's growing right next to you.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, if anyone wants to know where it's come from, you can literally just point over there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and as Krishna was also saying, it really helps when you're growing food also to be connected to the eating bit. So that you know what varieties are good, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. Yeah, so it's a very integrated experience, right from the source to the dish that you eat. That's what I really like about it.
Yeah, so you know what exactly goes into your meal.
So are there any more such workshops coming up, you know?
Well, yes, I would like to continue with these mini workshops, which will be part of cooking for our Thali meals. But then there is planned some 3 summer workshops, which each one is 3 days, and they will be more intensive, focusing on really on local food and on many different kinds of preparations. And so it will be like a quite intense. There will be really nice summer workshops.
That's cool. So thank you for sharing it with us.
Welcome.
Yeah.